A Prayer for Donald Trump from the collection of Prayers for the Precious. Hear our prayer, O Lord. Give ear to our supplications. In your faithfulness answer us, and in your righteousness. As a fellow worker in Christ Jesus, abiding in him and born of him, we lift up you, President Donald Trump, and your entire house, your nation, the United States of America, and all of your people to our Father in heaven. God is good. His mercy endures forever. God is good to you, Donald Trump. God is good to all of your people, for the Lord God is faithful, who will establish you and guard you from the evil one. Prosperity, wealth, finances. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. As an ambassador of Christ, abiding in Christ and one with him, we come into agreement with our Father in heaven, the Spirit of truth and the Word of life. In him who is true, Jesus Christ, we give thanks to the Lord, the living God, the true God, the everlasting King, our righteous Father, for you and your family, for the saints, for the leaders that God has raised up on your behalf, and for all men, as a vessel of mercy, so that Christ might make known to you the riches of his glory, we go up into the gaps to stand in battle on the day of the Lord, to build a wall for you and your house, for all the brethren, all those called by the name of the Lord, for the leaders of this nation and all of the leaders throughout the world, all those that influence the well-being of God's people, all the people of this nation and all men, so that you and your family may lead a quiet and peaceful life in all godliness and reverence. In the name of Jesus Christ, we proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God. We stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. It is written, the things that we speak and pray for you and your family, for these words are true and faithful, and they are the true sayings of God. The word of God is true, pure, proven, and eternal. For heaven and earth will pass away, but God's word will by no means pass away. It is living and powerful. It searches the hearts of man, like a two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit, and is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart, and nothing is hidden from his sight. The Mighty One, the Ancient of Days, the Holy One of Israel. The words that Christ through us speaks are spirit, and they are life. Thanks be to God who gives you the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. As a fellow worker in Christ Jesus, abiding in him and born of him, we lift up you and your entire house to the Father, all of your family, all of your blood from the beginning of time until the end of time, all those by adoption and all those by marriage, all your natural seed and all of your spiritual seed. Hear the voice of our supplication when we cry to you, O Heavenly Father, when we lift up our hands towards your holy sanctuary. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, the Father in heaven bless you and your house and keep you. Grace to you and your house and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed you with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, just as he chose you in him before the foundation of the world, that you should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestined you to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, by which he has made you accepted in the beloved. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, the shepherd and overseer of your souls, beloved, in Christ we pray, you and your family may prosper in all things and be in health, just as your souls prosper. Let his divine power give to you and your people all things that pertain to life and godliness. In Christ we pray, you and yours seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things shall be added to you and your house. As a fellow worker for the truth, we ask in the name of Jesus, for he has, by inheritance, obtained a more excellent name than the angels of God, that you and your people be filled with wisdom and understanding, that riches and honor are with you and your family, enduring riches and righteousness. Let your fruit be better than gold, yes, than fine gold, and your revenue than choice silver. In Christ we pray that you and your people may traverse the way of righteousness, in the midst of the paths of justice, that you may inherit wealth, that you may fill your treasuries. In the name of Jesus, firstborn of all creation, in Christ we ask for the blessings of the Lord for you and your house, treasures in the spirit, in the heart, and richness in the natural, with no sorrow, prosperity and abundance with faith and love which are in Christ Jesus. May God teach you and your family to profit and lead you in the way you should go. In the name of Jesus, who is the brightness of God's glory and the express image of His person, in Christ we ask God, your provider, to open His good treasure, the heavens, to give the rain to your land in its season, and to bless all the work of your hand. In Christ we pray that you and yours shall lend, but you shall not borrow. You shall owe no one anything except to love one another. The Lord shall make you and your house the head and not the tail. You shall be above only and not be beneath. Praise the Lord. Praise God in His sanctuary. Praise Him in His mighty firmament. Praise Him for His mighty acts. Praise Him according to His excellent greatness. In the name of Jesus Christ, appointed heir of all things, in Christ we pray that you and your people will be continually with the Lord. The Lord shall hold your right hand and give you counsel, and afterward receive you and yours to glory. Where you and your house have been unwise, may God, your helper, bring restoration. All that was lost, may God restore double. All that was stolen, may you receive sevenfold. In Christ we pray that God will restore to you the years that the swarming locust has eaten, the crawling locust, the consuming locust, and the chewing locust. In the name of Jesus Christ, who is the image of God, may the Lord give you and your house favor in the sight of your enemies, so that they grant you what you request. Tremble before Him, all the earth. The world also is firmly established. It shall not be moved. Let the heavens rejoice, and let the earth be glad, and let them say among the nations, the Lord reigns. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord of glory, may the God of knowledge teach you and your family to give in good measure, so that with the same measure it shall be given back to you. Let you and your house not put your trust in wealth and riches of this world, but trust in the Lord, have faith in the Lord, and you shall flourish like foliage and abound with blessing. In the name of Jesus Christ, who stands at the right hand of God, let your conduct be without covetousness, and you and your people be content with such things as you have. In the name of Jesus Christ, His name be magnified forever. Let the God of patience and comfort grant you and your people to be rich in a generous soul, and beware of covetousness, with the understanding that one's life does not consist of the abundance of the things you possess. For a little that a righteous man has is better than the riches of many wicked. In Christ we pray that you and your people will lay up for yourselves and your descendants treasures in heaven. Let you and your people be good providers and leave an inheritance to your children's children. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Prince of Life, in Christ we pray that our Lord Jesus Christ will guide you in your house continually, and may His counsel stand in your hearts. In Christ we ask that you and your family do not lack any good thing. My God shall supply all your needs according to His riches and glory in Christ Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the Highest, may the Father of mercies and God of all comfort, who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, pour out on you and your people abundantly through Jesus Christ your Savior, His Holy Spirit, that you are filled with comfort and exceedingly joyful in all your tribulation. In Christ we pray that the Lord, your provider, will open for you and your house the windows of heaven and pour out for you and your people such blessings that there will not be room enough to receive it. In the name of Jesus Christ, He that is before all things, in Christ we ask the God of all grace, the Father of lights, grant to you and your house according to your heart's desire and fulfill all your purpose. We give thanks to the Lord for the gift of riches and wealth for you and your house, and the power to eat of it, to receive your heritage and rejoice in your labor. Let us give thanks to your holy name, to triumph your praise, O Lord. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ from everlasting to everlasting. As a fellow worker for the truth, abiding in the Son and the Father and one with them, in truth we sanctify you and your family, your time and your space, by the blood of the Lamb. Our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to him was given dominion and glory and a kingdom, that all peoples, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away, and his kingdom the one which shall not be destroyed. The earth is the Lord's, and all its fullness, the world and all those who dwell therein. The heavens are his, the earth also is his, the world and all its fullness. He has founded it. The north and the south, the east and the west, he has created it. For by him all things were created that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created through him and for him. You are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power. For you created all things, and by your will they exist and were created. As a fellow worker in Christ, a fellow worker of God, abiding in him and born of him, and his love being perfected in us, we proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God. As a vessel of mercy, so that Christ might make known to you the riches of his glory, we claim you and all the people of the earth as the inheritance of our Lord Jesus Christ. By the Ancient of Days, judgment was made in favor of the saints of the Most High, and the time has come for the saints to possess the kingdom. Awake, you who sleep, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. Awake to righteousness, and do not sin. And do this, knowing the time, that now it is high time to wake out of sleep. For now our salvation is near. Come near, you nations, to hear and heed, you people. Let the earth hear, and all that is in it, the world and all things that come forth from it. In the name of Jesus Christ, who has authority over all flesh, we ask and receive all these things. Concerning this prayer of faith that we pray for you and your house, we come into agreement with you, with our Father in heaven, the Spirit of truth and the Word of life, being of one accord in prayer and with confidence. For God's thoughts towards you and your house are thoughts of peace to give you a future and a hope. We ask our Father in heaven, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, the mediator of the new covenant, believing that you and your descendants receive all we ask for you, knowing that it is the will of God and he hears us, petitioning fervently the Lord to let it be to you and your descendants according to his word. And what we have asked shall be given to you and your house, for it is written, ask of me, and I will give you the nations for your inheritance and the ends of the earth for your possession. The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the plans of his heart to all generations. God is watching over his word to perform it, and it shall not return to him void, but it shall accomplish his purpose and succeed in the thing for which he sent it. In Jesus' name, so be it. We will praise you, O Lord our God, with all our heart, and we will glorify your name forever, that men may know that you, whose name alone is the Lord, are the Most High over all the earth. Yours, O Lord, is the glory and the power and the kingdom forever.